Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz Sit Down. I'm Corey Vink, being joined by Coach Joe Lentz. How you doing, Coach?
Great, Corey. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's finals week, so you know I'm doing as well as I possibly can be in the most stressful time of the year. But getting back to basketball, last time out, the Lady Giants got a win over a hard-fought win over a good Southport team. Tell us about the game, Coach.
Well, Southport, a well-coached team. They got two really nice players, and those two players kind of started off playing very well. They threw up a very similar zone to what Roncalli threw up at us, trying to take away passing lanes and giving up a lot of things that in the past we hadn't taken advantage of. We were executing much better against Southport than we did against Roncalli, getting the ball into the right places, the places that were open, but we didn't shoot very well, particularly in the first half. Our defense was pretty solid, though. We did a nice job keeping the game close, and you know, 1 or 2 point lead here, there, and then you know, staying close, and finally our defense wore them down. Plus, we started shooting the ball a lot better in the second half.
Well, now, Coach, one thing that I've seen all season, a pattern from this team, is that they're slow to get out of the gates. It's one thing we've seen all season. Is there anything you can do to try to fix that?
If there is, I haven't found it yet. It's not a universal solution. It goes with every team. Every team's a little bit different. Some teams can't finish. Some teams don't get started very well. And it's a mindset that we're working on. Part of it is youth and inexperience. Another part of it is just not understanding the urgency of varsity basketball at the 4A level. And we've just got to keep pounding, you know, kind of getting that into their heads that from the time of the opening tip to the end of the game, you got to be competing at a very high level.
Well, right now, Nia Clark, 2 for 2 for 3 at the buzzer. What type of plays do you draw up for her to try to get those shots when they're late in the quarter or late in the game?
Well, it just so happens that the one she hit at the end of the third quarter against Southport was the same play. It was the same out-of-bounds play. And Southport tried to take away what worked at Lawrence North, going toward the corner. So Nia flared out to the top of the key, and we got it to her, and she's open. She's a good enough shooter. When she's open, she'll usually hit it.
Well, now, Coach, this Thursday you take on a Chicago Simeon team, a team from out of state in the Manual Extravaganza. Tell us about Chicago Simeon.
Very talented group. They've got about very, very athletic. They're big. They've got a 6'3 girl and 2 6'1 girls that obviously play inside. They got a really nice shooter. And they're quick, and they can get up and down the floor, and they want to get up and down the floor pretty quickly.
Well, now, Coach, you talk about their players have size. One thing that Ben Davis struggled with against Southport was Southport's size down low. What are you trying to do to work on that?
Work on the guards. In the case of Simeon, try to work on the guards so that they can't get the ball inside very well. With pressure, I think we can get that done, and they want to shoot it so quickly that if we pressure them, I really think that they'll just crank one up. And if they crank one up too quickly, well, the bigs won't get it unless they rebound it. And then, of course, we got to block out.
Well, then, Coach, this Friday you rematch against Roncalli, this time in the regular season, not the Marion County Tournament. What are you trying to take away from the loss against Roncalli earlier in the season, try to apply it to this game?
Offensive execution. We really struggled with that. When Roncalli played Roncalli the first time, we just kind of stopped, and they took away our first option, and then we just, oh gee, well, you know, we have 2 and 3 options after that that our kids just didn't seem to, you know, think about or go to, and we've worked on that considerably. We did it a lot better against Southport, which threw up the same kind of defense. Now, it's not the same kids either. Roncalli has some quickness, and they've played that particular defense all year long. Southport made some adjustments thinking that would, you know, bother us. And it didn't really bother us as far as getting the ball where we wanted to get it. We just didn't shoot particularly well.
Well, that Coach Benj's zone is really what gave you guys fits that first game. What's so special about the way he plays his zone?
They're really quick. They get out and they really spread it out and stretch it. And they put pressure, which is, you know, what he's always done, you know, in most of his man-to-man. You always want to put pressure on it. It leaves a lot of openings, high and low post and things like that. But if you are patient offensively and see those openings, they're there. But most of the time, the aggression, the really aggressiveness nature of that defense, they they tend to keep people from looking at the openings that are there.
Well, now, Coach, is that the game plan for this Friday is to really let your players be patient and try to find those openings, that the gaps that they leave in their zone? Is that where you're trying to tell the players, don't just try to throw up a quick shot, play patient, play within yourselves?
Exactly. That's what we want to do, and then we'll get better shots. We'll get shots, and hopefully we'll just get better shots where we're not cranking it up too quickly. We're on balance. We're in rhythm, and then the shots will start to drop.
Well, thanks again for joining us, Coach Lentz. We really appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you.